like a whole family go in at a time and be tested, which, you know, it's the ease of getting a test is so much better than having to go wait in a doctor's office, you know, to get in to see a provider and all of that. I mean, it's easy to drive through, have everybody in the car tested, and then you drive away. You know, it's about a 15-minute process. So, and their turnaround has been amazing. Their turnaround in some cases is the same day you get your results that evening. But for the most part, you get your results the next day from them. I mean, the turnaround is incredible.
And now this is that new testing where they can test a lot more all in one fell swoop, correct?
Yep, at the hospital.
Tamalee, I'm wondering if this increased testing is the reason we're finding more sick people.
Well, when I look at the number of tests haven't actually gone up the last 2 weeks, but our positivity rate has gone way up. So that means that the number of people who are testing, our positivity rate, I believe this last week was at 26%. So that would mean one in four people that were getting tested was a positive, which, you know, that's a really high positivity rate.
Well, as of today, the governor has put some new guidelines in place. It doesn't sound to me like these guidelines are much different than what we've been working under here for the past few months.
Well, they went from 75% capacity to 50% capacity. And then the group, he went from 50 people to 25 people in gatherings. So this weekend, we're going to look at our process of people put in a plan and for an event, and then we look at it and say, does it meet the governor's directives for masking and for social distancing? And you know, a lot of times the plan looks great, but then when it comes to having the event sponsor's not able to maintain the social distancing or the masking. And so we're going to relook at that process and come out with probably some new recommendations on Monday after we review. I mean, it's impossible for sponsors to follow those guidelines. And so we're going to look at that this weekend.
Is there any possibility of an enforcement action coming down the pike?
From
the governor, from somebody.
Enforcement of?
Of the mask wearing, of the crowds, all of that stuff.
You know, we had a hearing last Thursday, and those were the businesses that the governor's office, at the state level, their attorneys filed. We had the hearings on those last Thursday, and the state actually lost those hearings.
Well, I guess the thought was, as I understand it from Judge Dan Wilson, the businesses did everything that they were supposed to do. It's the customers who didn't.
In some cases.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you know, it's a tough situation. The businesses have to keep their doors open to pay employees and to keep their families going. And so they need the cooperation of the public. But in order to shut down, we would need the cooperation of the federal government for the Paycheck Protection Program and everything to keep the economy going. So there really needs to be an orchestrated effort among all individuals. And how do we do that? You don't.
I mean, if people were just respectful enough to wear masks, you know, I don't, whatever it is, whatever you feel, you don't want to wear a mask. But, you know, if the people would just wear a mask and respect their businesses, you know, then the businesses could stay open. We would stop the spread and, you know, the schools could stay open and the hospitals could stay open. I mean, it's just have some respect for your community members. For some reason, we have some people out there who don't want to do that. And I think it's been politicized. And I mean, it's a shame that that's happened. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put restrictions on businesses where there's no safety net for them. You know, when a family member's faced with, do I stay in quarantine or do I go to work and do I feed my family? I mean, that's a hard decision to make for anyone. So, yeah, I think we need some federal safety net money in order to effectively do that.
I have to admit, sometimes I forget my mask. So Judy got me one of those I can wear around my neck all the time. So all I do is pull it up when I need it. And boy, that has really helped me.
Yeah, yeah, that is a gator, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Either that or a turtle. I'm not sure which it is. A turtleneck, maybe that'll come back.
Yeah, really. But you know, that really has helped me, and because that way I can pull it up whenever I need to.
Yeah.
Maybe they could invent a turtleneck with a hole in it so you could put a straw through it.
There you go. You haven't lost your sense of humor, Tamalee. That's good.
if you could just lay out some ideas of things that we could all do to perhaps reduce this trend, what would it be?
It would be, you know, if you're at high risk, please don't go to social gatherings, large social gatherings, events, and, you know, you need to protect yourself. Or if you have somebody else in your family who is at high risk, do the same. You know, you don't want to go out to some kind of a gathering and bring it home to your family members as well, or your grandparents. Just, you know, be respectful and wear a mask. And the holidays are coming up. We're going to have college kids coming home. And our college towns, you know, they're having big outbreaks. And so ask your college kids to be tested before they come home. That way they'll know their status before they come home. And you'll know if they're positive before they come home, so you can make provisions in your household to kind of social distance from them. You know, traveling, having people travel in and out of the state, you know, is another high risk. You know, if people could just commit to having kind of a low key Thanksgiving with just their kind of immediate family circle, that would be the best practice right now. You know, patronize your businesses have been shut. You know, some of them have been, shut down to 50%, you know, use that drive-through option if you can. I mean, those businesses have supported your community events their entire time they've been in business, and now it's time for you to step up and help support them. Use the drive-throughs whenever you can.
Tamalee St. James Robinson is our guest this morning. She is our interim Flathead City County Health Officer. And just one last thing before we let you go. Pfizer looks like Pfizer is ready to get an emergency authorization to begin giving us shots. Are we ready for that?
We are. We've been working on this for a long time. The vaccine will come out in waves. I believe there's a they've been contracts out to go out and do the long-term care facilities and elderly people first. And then healthcare workers, of course, will get it also. And then they'll probably move on to the people of highest risk, which are 65 and older, anybody with underlying health conditions. And then it probably won't be coming out to the general public until after the first of the year. But we'll try to get, you know, hopefully the vaccine comes out soon. They've been telling this for us that for quite some time, but we are ready. We have our plans down. So the sooner it comes, the better.
Mm. All right. Tamalee, we always appreciate our conversations with you. We wish the news was better, but we appreciate getting the straight story.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tamalee.